The largest in the world of older. Yeah. Based on things that were Trying to be more and more as a person. To Number. young couple against young family, those differences can bring about beauty, but it brings it out complicated. It can be used to protect and to empower and partner. So, that is not all. You have grandparents and you have elders. But the elders and grandparents are giving you.
You're trying to Thank you. From what
where I can see that mercy is that one of the things when I leave, I get called back this trip. With abilities come and go, but not vividly seen. In other words, some of our bodhisattvas are already proper disciples. They have been called to join him. In and out of this universe, but not in a physical body, but not in everything. They still have influence on their disciples, on the institution, but not that they necessarily support this one as some have. Some have not come back in another universe body. Some are the guru clusters, some are Obi guru many kids, the kids of some of the devotees in some cases, older disciples, and they come. They can be close to the environment. Understand this so far. One, culture mindset. And that is the interface between guru and disciple, speaking to Krishna. That is really about Krishna calling that soul in. And so the fifth night, Krishna is happy with it. And Krishna can keep the same mentor responsible directly or arranging for that soul. Then it has to physically come, but it has responsibility to take and arrange, you know, for that soul. So how could you arrange it up to him for the sins of first sins, the second to be back, for the eight sins and seven to be back, for the sins of wanting the help of the entity to help others? This is all the Lord. And that's the beauty for life. It's an amazing science. And how much Krishna personally is involved, you know, it's everyone's rescue. So if there's no question, then I'll stop. Because I'm so looking at for this snow gets too heavy, you know. So if you don't mind, just say, you know, rest on the floor. Thank you. is so important, and what we individually desire, what we collectively desire, is going to produce the results. So we have to be careful about, you know, what you desire. We want to, well, I think one more question will stop. We want to come to a point where our desires dictate those Buddha and also Jonah, who wouldn't eat anything unless Krishna came, wouldn't think of going any place unless they were sure that this is what Krishna wants. So with Jonah, we have a tendency that we want to be our own agent. Spiritually, we really want to be able to be used by the higher. We want to be happy and somehow be used and be of service, etc. But our desire should be more and more. How can we be of selfless, selfless service? So, that's the question. Opportunity for success. Thank you.